Archbishop Perez, what is the opportunity that we have now as a church? New Pew Research findings just out yesterday. 15% of people who never pray are now praying in light of the coronavirus pandemic. 24% of people with no religion are now praying. 55% of United States adults say they have prayed for an end to the spread of the coronavirus. What is the opportunity that we have now as the Catholic Church to bring some of these souls in?
Well, this is an opportunity to use the platforms that the Lord has given us in modern times, like we're doing right now through the airwaves and through social media, because while maybe we can't have right now the public celebration of masses, doesn't mean that the church is closed down. The church is now in many ways more active than ever in a different way. So priests and parishes, I know here in Philadelphia, and I'm so grateful to my brother priests, have been so creative in broadcasting their daily mass and reflections to their people using all sorts of social media. So people are tuning into these things. And I do know, I know it from my own family and friends. I celebrate the cathedral mass on Sunday, which gets streamed all over the area, and it actually goes really all over the country, all over the world. We're reaching up to like 100,000 people on Sunday through that mass. And I know that in my little family and group of friends, people that aren't generally have not been going to church, well, guess what they're doing every Sunday at 11 o'clock? They're going to church. They're going to church watching the celebration of the Eucharist in the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia. And I had friends and cousins and stuff call me on Sunday night, told me that there were 40-something people going back and forth with text messages and commenting and responding to this opportunity. So they're listening to the Word of God now on a regular basis that maybe they weren't to before. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But they're always better. They're always better. So I could only trust and hope that in and through all of this, great good will also come. What Paul discovered, right? All things work for the good of those who love God.
Archbishop Perez, with the new use of technology through this, and some of that will certainly carry on once we're through with the virus crisis, but coming out of the sex abuse crisis and then the upheaval of society right now, can this be a chance for a really great new start, as it were, for the church coming out the other side?
I have no doubt. I have no doubt, because situations like this help everybody to refocus on the things that are really important, right? The things that are essential in a family life, in personal life, in spiritual life. So as you so well said, with this report from the Pew, people now are praying more than they were before. Maybe they weren't even praying at all. And people are going to prayer. Well, that is the gateway for the grace into the human heart, right? As we connect with God in dialogue and sharing what's in our heart. And God will use every means. It's not the first time that the church has gone through difficult, challenging moments. This will be one more in history, and the church has always come out stronger.
Archbishop Nelson Perez joining us from Philadelphia this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Archbishop Perez, this was the Lent where it came to us, and I know you are doing a Lenten retreat program in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Tell us a little bit more about how the Lenten journey now obviously has taken an unexpected turn with the worldwide outbreak of the coronavirus, but the Lenten retreat program and the pastoral response in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, there's actually been several, as I said, in our parishes. People are reaching out through social media, pastors and priests, to their people, and that is multiple all over the place. I'm so proud of them for their passion and for their creativity. Our Office for New Evangelization has also been using social media. We've had 3,000 families praying the rosary in real time every night at 8 o'clock through social media. We had a rosary last week, that which I actually led, that was supposed to have taken place in the cathedral, praying for vocations to the priesthood, and we couldn't do that in gathered together. So we went out to social media and had several thousand people join us for this, for that. And then we just started just a couple of nights ago an online virtual retreat, and we entitled it the Power of Faith and Hope in Times of Uncertainty. And at 7 o'clock each night, there is a presentation by a dynamic presenter looking at aspects of how faith and hope is our strength, is our power in this time, which is certainly uncertain. And so we go out into social media, and thousands of people are tuning in every night at 7 o'clock. They remain online, so they get posted, and people could go back. And it's simple, it's straightforward. It's a scripture passage, a reflection, and a closing prayer. And then the closing of this virtual Lenten retreat will actually be my celebration of Mass at the Cathedral on Sunday, on Palm Sunday, to kind of close that Lenten retreat and then open Holy Week, which will also be transmitted through social media. Starting on Monday night, we'll be celebrating our Chrism Mass, and so we're out there in the world of our people, bringing God's message and love and hope to them.
Archbishop Perez, there's a lot of fear out there, not only fear of catching the virus, loved ones being affected by it, also a fear of economic disaster as people see their jobs go away temporarily, maybe permanently. What's your principal message to help calm people's fears?
Well, you know, there's a part of fear that's actually prudent, right? So there's the part of fear that is in our nature and the way we work that actually works to keep us safe, right? So we must be safe, and we must take care of each other and the people we love and ourselves. And there's a part of this coronavirus that we have to be prudent with, and we can't go and test God, right, with that, because it is a dangerous virus, and we're seeing it every day on the news. So there is a part of fear that's actually good, because it keeps us in check to be prudent and to make decisions that are wise, because we fear something bad. And that part of it is actually good, and we praise God for giving us that part of fear. There's another part of fear, though, that paralyzes the heart and paralyzes our being and makes us super anxious. And to that type of fear, the scriptures over and over and over again have said to us, do not be afraid, that God is with us, right? That to trust in that God's presence. It's Jesus' parables as well, right? Why are you worried about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear? Look at the birds of the sky and the lilies of the field. You know, focus on what is important, the kingdom of God in your life. That's another way of also not allowing fear to take root in our heart and then turn our lives upside down. The antidote to fear is actually love and trust. The love that God has for each one of us, and to trust that love.
Isn't it important, Archbishop Perez, to go back, as Pope Francis used that very powerful Gospel of Mark with the disciples and Jesus in the storm in his Urbi et Orbi prayer, to really study and meditate that until we're out of this crisis?
Oh, yes, and that was such a beautiful moment and a beautiful reflection from our Holy Father, who talks about how oftentimes we think that Jesus is asleep, and actually he's not. He's very much in control.
Bishop Perez, what's been the most pleasant surprise, perhaps, for you in the midst of all this difficulty, something that gives you hope you're seeing maybe happen organically out there?
Well, I've had many, but I have to say just in the last couple of days, I received an email from a 17-year-old girl who was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor in her brainstem. And I had the opportunity to visit and spend time with her and to see the profound faith of this young woman in the midst of not only the coronavirus, right, but her own storm of her own condition, medical condition, and how she is so faith-filled, so trusting, and joyful. That in the midst of everything here in the last couple of days was certainly, for me, an incredible bright light.
Archbishop Perez, the financial element of the Corona 19 pandemic is one that's affecting a lot of us, almost all of us here, and of course the church is not exempt. Going forward, without congregations, without online giving perhaps in some parishes, how will the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and the individual parishes survive?
Well, you know, pastors are reaching out to their parishioners and communities and you know, and reminding them in a sense of that they are a parish community and whether they could gather or not at this time because of public and civic orders and stuff like that, that we all have a responsibility to sustain our communities as we do our families. Certainly there will be challenges and we're going to have to adjust and adapt to that. But it's important for parishioners to continue to support their parish communities because that's their spiritual family and very local, right? So that's their family. And it's happening. You know, people, I hear of parishes where people are dropping off their contributions and their help and their this and their that because they recognize that, you know, just because right now the civil authorities don't allow big gatherings of people because of the safety of the public, that doesn't mean that we don't support our parish communities as in the same way that we don't stop supporting each other. So people are being generous, and I thank people for that, and we hope that people will continue to support their local parishes because that's their spiritual home, and we need to make sure that they remain strong and vibrant.
Archbishop Perez, we've been able to keep in touch electronically with our parishes, with our faith that way. We do miss the people. We miss physically being present with the sacraments. But should we look at this as a time to kind of tweak our personal relationship with God and get a little more closely, directly with Him?
Absolutely. This is time to, you know, deepen our prayer life and our reading of the scriptures and spiritual reading. You know, this is the Lent that the Lord has chosen to and allowed for us to have right now. We need to take advantage of it. It's interesting that it happened during Lent when in so many ways we pull back and we fast from all sorts of things. The Lord this year, and we'll never forget this, has asked us for a particular fast and that our spiritual lives in the way that we have ordinarily done that, the circumstances are asking of us to explore a different way and maybe a deeper way of engaging that spiritual life. None of us imagined this, wanted it, so we have to see it that this is Lent this year. You know, St. Augustine is interesting because St. Augustine writes and talks about at times even fasting from the Eucharist, he said, because it was a way of him appreciating even more, because when you have everything so readily available, sometimes we just take it for granted. So this is a time to appreciate what we have, and because we don't have it as accessible to us ordinarily. So this is a time to re-engage or engage in a deeper way our spiritual life, but also to renew our appreciation of the things in our spiritual life and family life and our friends that right now are in a different dynamic. And it's time to appreciate things, too.
And speaking of that fast and renewal, Archbishop Perez, in what is a selfie society, it's all about me. We share so many intimate details of our lives on social media. The coronavirus pandemic is also helping us shift that focus to the common good, and we're seeing so many examples of that happening in our communities now.
Yes, because, listen, we're all in the same boat here. We're all in the same boat, whether you're the Archbishop of Philadelphia or a student in one of our schools that can't go to school. We're all being impacted by this in all sorts of different ways. So we have to come together and not just think about ourselves and about our routines being disrupted, whether they're spiritual or professional or family or social routines, because we're all in the same boat here, and we have to be grown-ups about this and support each other.
Archbishop Perez, you mentioned, you know, this is the Lent that God allowed. Can we find some peace in realizing that this whole situation is something that God has allowed, and we can lay our concerns at His feet and not try and manage it all in our own power?
Well, the reality is that we don't have the power to manage it. We have the power to adapt and adjust to it, right? I'm not going to say that the Lord created coronavirus and gave it to us so that the Lord will build we would build some character, right? I think we live in an imperfect world and disease happens, but that God uses all things for the good of those who love God, right? That's what Paul said, and that the Lord will use this particular human crisis to bring about in the human heart a deeper appreciation for the things really that are everlasting.
Archbishop Perez, how do you pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you in being the new shepherd of a diocese following the legacy of Archbishop Charles Chaput?
Wow, that's a big question. I love Archbishop Chaput. To me, he's one of my heroes. He's very much a mentor. As a bishop, you know, he was my bishop for about 6 months or 7 months while I was a priest here in Philadelphia, and I consider him a friend of mine since I became a bishop. And just watching how he teaches with clarity and how he approached the challenges, in particular of Philadelphia and the church in general, with such steadfastness. Is the word that I've used publicly about Archbishop Chaput. Actually, it's daunting to follow a guy like that, to be honest with you. I have no right to fill his shoes. And actually, I can't fill his shoes. You know, he's an incredible man and a man of great prayer and such a steadfast presence of the Lord for us and for me personally. And so, I ask the Holy Spirit that I could be a fraction of what that man of faith has been for the church nationally and in the last 8 years here in Philadelphia.
Well, please know that our Relevant Radio listeners on Relevant Radio 640 with that big 50,000-watt signal in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia are praying for you this morning, Archbishop Nelson Perez, the new shepherd of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. We have about 60 seconds remaining, Your Excellency. May we have your blessing this morning, please?
For sure, John Lemuel. Well, Lord, we thank you for this moment of sharing our faith together and our common situation right now. We ask that you shed your love and your peace and your tranquility upon all of us in this country, that we may have peace, that we may know deep within our hearts that you are on this boat right along with us, and that while you might at times appear to be sleeping, as the Holy Father said, you're not sleeping. You're very much in control. So we thank you for your presence, your grace, your power in these times of uncertainty. And I ask you, Lord, to bless all who listen to us and all the people of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and the church in the U.S., Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.